School is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. Setting up systems. So this week, and we'll share a link to the Instagrams I was able to do. I did my first two full days of school. So Monday, I spent all day working on what I knew was going to be due, and I had my first class Monday night. And then Thursday, I had all day to work on the paper that was assigned Wednesday night. And Wednesday night in my class, I asked the professor, I'm like, okay, so, you know, can you talk a little bit more about the paper? They were basically like, you're on your own. I was like, I'm on my own. No, I don't know what I'm doing. So I spent 8 hours writing my paper, which, I mean, some papers need to take 8 hours to write them, but not a 3 to 5 page review on, you know, introduction to psychology doesn't. So I want to remember for myself and tell you some of the things that I spent that 8 hours doing. The first hour, because everything you write has to be, you read the textbook, but then you have to go find journal articles to support what you read in the textbook to write your APA style paper. Luckily, you know, I'm just so grateful to Sarah Dyson. Oh my gosh, I need to kiss that woman for the research that we did inside of Organize 365, because I'm very inquisitive and I basically grilled her for 2 days in a row in Dallas when I was like, what's an IRB? Why do we need a problem statement? What's a literature review? Like, and now I'm like, oh, thank goodness my brain already knows what some of these things are. So I know how to look up articles and I know how to read articles. And so I understood what I was doing from that perspective. I wasn't sure how much of a paper in school is supposed to be your thought versus reviewing what researchers have already discovered about that topic. I think I over-erred on researcher information and not enough of my own information, but I'll find that out soon enough. So it took me a solid 5 hours just to find the journal articles that I wanted. I think I went through 18 and I put 7 in my paper. Only 2 are required. And the professor did say to me, like, don't try to be perfectionistic. You're trying to be perfectionistic. And someone in, a couple of you on Instagram were like, come on, remember, progress over perfection. And I totally hear what you guys are saying. I'm not trying to be perfect. I am trying to figure out what is the, I'm trying to make a template for myself, really. Like, I'm not trying to be perfect, but I am trying to figure out, like, what is the 80% that each of these papers need to have so that I then can add the 20% that is me. And I don't know zero percent. Like, I don't know anything. So I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm just trying to figure out, like, do you want Cranning by Grayson, or would you like me to hire an artist to paint you something? Like, where are we in this continuum of the level of paper that you're looking for in this class for this assignment? So I finished that paper in 5 hours, looked over everything. Then I spent the next 3 hours investing in organizing so that I could save time for the next 4 years. And this is what I think will be the most interesting for you. So my sister-in-law and many of you told me to get a, I don't even know what they're called, mine Zotero, a place where you put your articles. So when I find an article on our university website, I can click, I installed the Chrome plugin, I could click this little paper and it puts it over in Zotero. And then Zotero keeps all the articles that I'm looking at. I can highlight things in Zotero I figured out. It will help me create my my reference page. Everything has a different name than I know. Citations inside of the paper. And so at least gets me started. So that was number one. I spent quite a bit of time setting that up, and I put all of the articles that I used for this paper in there. The next thing I want to do is put all of the articles that we've used in all the organized 365 research in there by the end of the month. So I put all my articles in there, and that got me started. That took quite a while. And then I decided that I was using Google Docs, and Zotero and Google Docs were not syncing correctly. And I was like, you know what, Lisa, they're going to want it turned in Word anyway. Just buy Word for home, get everything set up. And then I went on Google because I was trying to figure out how to do an APA style paper. And I was like, okay, all right, it has to be double spaced. It has to have this title space. It has to have this page number. So I found this awesome Google, I just Googled it on YouTube. It's the first thing that came up on how to set up the settings inside of your Word document for APA formatting. So now I've kind of got a template for the title page and the reference page. So again, this work that I did, this 8 hours that I spent on this paper, 3 hours of it is work that I'm probably going to have to tweak the next couple papers, but then I'll never have to do it again. And also, it will already be done for the next 4 years. This is exactly what organizing does. Organizing is an investment of time today for a future exponential return on time. Exactly. All right. So I was very overwhelmed with the amount of extra time I was spending, but I just kept reminding myself, I know you don't have the time now, but also you're not going to have this amount of time every single week. So take the time to set up the systems so that it pays you dividends for the next 4 years. So I kept focusing in on that. And then the last thing I did, because remember, this is the day after class is over. I have 1 week to do this paper. So the last thing I did is I got the paper as good as I thought I could get it. And then I turned it into the writing services at our university. So our university has, you know, like you could turn your papers in and they'll grade them before you turn them in to the teacher. But you have to be ahead. All of this is you have to be ahead. Like you can't use that resource if you're writing the paper the day before it's due. So because I'm a week ahead, I turned that in. Now I'm going to work today. I'm going to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, when I start doing my schoolwork again, hopefully I'll have that back from my writing services. I'll be able to make any edits or corrections I need to make and turn that in. And so that's my plan going forward. I'm no longer trying to be 4 years ahead. I'm trying to stay 7 days ahead. This is my new thing. How can I stay 7 days ahead? If I could stay 7 days ahead in my coursework, I am going to have space for the unexpected that happens with my family, the unexpected that happens with work or myself. I am going to be able to have time to avail myself of resources like this writing center or taking extra time to set up some systems that are going to work well for me. All right. I would love to know if you enjoy this or not. The team doesn't even know I'm recording it. Got this idea this morning, so I just popped the recorder in the car. We're now at work. I've got to go in and start working. And I think that we'll create a playlist or a landing page for this because I would like you guys to see the other content that I created around this first week of school. And I just think it's interesting. When I was getting ready to start school, I was trying to find podcasts like this. So if it's not a good idea, we'll stop doing it. If we do like it and I have the bandwidth to keep doing it, as long as you guys are all right with the audio quality of me recording it in the car, that is literally the only place I can find more time right now. Have a great week.